Over the many years that I've conducted interviews with top-performing salespeople, I bet I can count on one hand how many I thought were in fact arrogant versus humble. That is a very small percentage. So I think it's safe to say that the most successful representatives are definitely not arrogant. However, they are confident. Big difference. Healthcare providers have so little time as it is, they're not going to tolerate egocentric representatives. They are much more willing to spend time with friendly and likable reps. Do you think it's a hard job, the pharma or the device?
Horrible job. I'd never want it. I wouldn't want to be a drug rep who had to deal with me because I know that I'm difficult, but I'm difficult for a reason, and it's not because I want to be difficult. I'm the last line between the medication and the patient, and I'm the one who actually writes the prescription, and there's a lot of responsibility in prescribing medications. And you've got to be very careful with it.
So let's say there are three products, and let's say they're all branded. They're not generic. And you're going to use one. What would ultimately make you lean toward one?
And them all being equal?
Yeah. Could the rep make a difference?
Maybe. At that point, they could. Being more familiar with the medication, a certain rep would be useful, assuming everything else is equal.
So the rep can tip that scale a little.
Because it could make me feel more comfortable about using something. Because if I'm unfamiliar with all three of them, then giving me information about it would, be useful. And I think it would potentially make me feel more comfortable using it.
Here are some additional perspectives from our PCP, Dr. Sirotenko.
Do you prefer a rep take the time to uncover your needs through some questions?
I think that's a good approach to a physician you may not know very well or a physician you just met. I mean, very simple questions. What do you think is the most important thing that I can tell you about this drug? And sometimes the answer you get will be an answer you don't expect. I would say, doctor, I'm so-and-so, and this is the product I'm currently representing. What do you feel is the most important thing that I can tell you about this medicine for our first visit? And the answer may be formulary status, side effects. In other words, if the doctor brings up the question, that's probably the first thing that he associates with that product. And if the rep can successfully answer that question or get him an answer, then it's a nice relationship because then the doctor feels that if I have a question, the rep's going to listen to me. He'll answer it versus the rep telling me 8, 9, 10 different things. And of all those 8, 9, 10 different things, not one of them is the specific answer that I wanted.